7.1 The Facts and the Law. First of all, when we talk about litigation, we're talking about a lawsuit. There is such a thing as criminal litigation, which is basically being charged with a crime in the process of going through trial. But if you say litigation to an attorney, that attorney is probably going to think you're talking about civil suits, civil lawsuits, and civil litigation. We concentrate on litigation in this program because the skills of litigation are really transferable to any area of law: research, citation form, interviewing skills, the understanding of evidence and rules, and how those rules apply the evidence to go to trial. So even though we're concentrating on litigation, these skills are going to be transferable no matter what area you work in, whether it's immigration or bankruptcy or criminal law or, in fact, the largest single area of employment for paralegals, litigation. The last paragraph on this webpage has a couple sentences that really make a lot of sense. I want you to pay attention to them. The facts of a case lead to a lawsuit. The law determines which facts may be admitted at trial. At trial, the party that presents the most convincing facts is most likely to win. That's why in this part of the program, Segment C, we kind of combine facts with rules being one form of law, because those rules determine which facts are going to be admissible. And admissibility is a big thing, relevance is a big thing, and of course just finding the facts, and facts that help or in some cases hurt your client. It's important that the attorney have all those to deal with and to view before the case goes to trial. Speaking of which, only about 3% of lawsuits that are ever filed actually go to trial. Think about that. Only 3% actually go to trial. It means 97% of cases are decided before trial, during the pre-trial stage. That also means, and you'll probably hear me mention this at other points during the program, it means that most cases, since they're decided during the pre-trial stage, are heavily invested in the paralegal's involvement in the representation. A paralegal is mostly involved during pre-trial, during interviews, document preparation, research, and so forth. And that means that since most cases get decided and get determined during the pre-trial stage, you can have almost as much of an effect, and in a few cases, maybe even more of an effect in the outcome of a case than the lawyer. I know that sounds like heresy, but it's true. So don't think that what you do doesn't matter in the long run. It does matter, and it means a great deal, not just to your client, but to your attorney, because it means the attorney's able to be more effective and provide more effective representation to the client. So that's why here we combine this concept of the rules of law and how they apply to the facts that are found during the law firm investigation of the facts in that case.